I'm David Delegater. There's an exhibit, a happening, a show at the Carnegie Center in Covington called The Art of Food. There'll be food by local chefs, installations, sculpture, painting, a Mad Hatter-themed event that's going to be filmed, and it's pretty much like a happening. My guest this evening is Matt Distel from the Carnegie Arts Center, who's here to talk about the event. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
We're going to talk today about The Art of Food, an event. I don't want to call it an opening, an exhibition. It's more like a happening from the 60s. Light shows and all kinds of multimedia things. How does that tie into food? What's going to go on?
It is much like an event, and I think that's a good way to talk about it, is as a happening. We have the kind of performative aspect of many of the top chefs around the area making food and serving it up. And then we also have in our galleries an exhibition of local artists who make work that relates to food in a lot of different kinds of ways.
Let's talk about the chefs first, since that's on the opening night only.
Correct. We have quite a number of restaurants represented, including everywhere from people who are more like food trucks and things like that to some of the top chefs in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. Jean Robert is serving up some food. We have people from the Senate, some of the new places. We have Michael Paley from Metropole. We have Nathan Chambers from Wonder Bar. So places you've heard of, places you haven't heard of. And that's what we like about it, is that it really brings a lot of interesting food choices into one location for one really packed event that is a lot of fun.
So for those listeners out there that aren't familiar with the Carnegie, it's in Covington. Are the chefs largely going to be from Kentucky?
No, it's all over the region. So, we think of ourselves as a regional art space, so right. That includes Cincinnati. We try to obviously have a focus on Northern Kentucky at many different times, but yeah.
The food itself, is there going to be anything exotic or exciting things, something I've never seen before?
It's a mixed bag. We don't know what's coming until it gets there. We really leave it up to the chefs to sort of display their artistry. So some choose to do things that they're known for. Some choose to take this moment to really kind of flex and see what they can come up with.
Well, the art itself, food is always something that can be an art form. It's not just a craft. But what kind of exhibits are going to be there outside of the dining aspects?
The centerpiece of the show is a large-scale art installation designed and organized by a local artist named Pam Kravitz. She's been doing this for a few years now, and they've kind of grown more and more elaborate. And what she does is she coordinates a range of artists to create clothing that often utilizes food as its only or as its main element. And this year she's hit upon a loosely themed Mad Hatter dinner party as a concept. So each of the models and the artists will be dressed as loosely as different characters from that scene. And then we have other artists from around Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky who are making the place settings, so in basically designing the table setting for it. So that's kind of one thing that hits on the artistry, the performance, and the kind of craft of making things.
Are you able to reveal any of the costumes or the nature of the settings, what people can expect to see? Because not everybody remembers Alice in Wonderland from...
Even if you can't remember it, I think you should be sort of enchanted by the kind of surreal trippiness of the whole affair. I have not seen any of the costumes yet. It's, again, one of those things that Pam kind of pulls this thing out, and it's really become something that people look forward to seeing. It won't disappoint.
What about the more traditional plastic art forms, painting, sculpture? Are those part of the exhibit?
We have quite a bit of that, and we have some artists. And we have an artist named Zach Herman, who is from Cincinnati and has just recently moved to Boston, but he's coming back to install some works that are large-scale, abstract cuts of meat that are almost human size. So those are kind of reflect a sculptural component and a painting. And, you know, we have other artists who are making tables, so things that kind of reflect on the social aspects of eating and drinking together. In addition to some people who are making paintings that reflect the whole experience of dining.
So is this a regional show, a regional event? I mean, how do you recruit people that want to exhibit?
For this one and in ones past, we've had a call to artists that asks people to submit ideas, more or less. So we call through that, and then we add on people that we invite and curate into that program. And it's something that I think probably changes year to year. I think it's one of those things that each year kind of probably has a slightly different focus. And this is the first one that I've curated, so I'm pretty excited to be a part of it.
Folks that are interested in attending the opening, how would they go about doing that?
Well, tickets are on sale now. They're on our website, and it's one of those things that does sell out. So we do have to kind of cap the number.
And what's the date?
It is February 28th, and it goes from 6 to 9 p.m., and that's a Friday night.
Are you going to film it?
We do have some people doing some filmography or videography at the event, so we're going to see if we can't get those kinds of things up online afterwards.
Okay, thanks for being here. Matt Distel from the Carnegie Arts Center in Covington talking with us today about the art of food.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for being here. For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.